This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Finally got the engineering issues, we think, fixed. This is Lock and Load. Let me give you, this portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
This is go for all.
Let's play it. Let's play it from the beginning.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
And let me take this opportunity to welcome new sponsor to the Lock and Load fold, AR-500 Armor.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 Armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 Armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 Armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500Armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Yeah. What is old is now new again. They were a sponsor of mine a long time ago when I was just a starting out podcast. And now they are back. And they are a lot bigger than they were back in those days. But, hey, body armor. That's the stuff. And now it's AR-500 armor. And I've got a good set to demonstrate for you that that'll be coming up soon. The divide between the voting preferences of Americans who own guns and those who do not quadrupled between 1976 and 2012, according to a study published this month in Social Science Quarterly. This coming out of the University of Kansas, and they determined that gun ownership not only predicts a voter's choice of candidate, but it has become one of the most reliable metrics in determining a person's political preference over the last three decades. Now, the study reads, and, you know, just to be honest with you, it's about doggone time. Gun owners are developing a powerful political identity that rivals other groups' characteristics in its ability to predict voting behavior. Indeed, possessing a firearm increased the likelihood of voting for a Republican candidate, and the gap between gun owners and non-gun owners' voting preferences expanded with every election. We therefore establish a powerful, previously ignored determinant of vote choice and observe its impact increasing across elections, reaching a level in 2012 nearly 50% higher than in 1972. So what this boils down to is that gun owners are going to vote for whomever they think is not going to attack the right. That's the main thing. So the Democrats, in addition to demographically crippling themselves by heading for the big cities on the coasts and, you know, the few couple of, you know, blue enclaves in the middle of the Red Sea, in addition to doing that, and in addition to making it more and more difficult for them to win an electoral contest, read that to mean electoral college contest, they also, in their rush to see, most of the gun controllers out there, listen, Democrats, most of the people that are out there pushing gun control to you, telling you that you don't need to own a gun, they own guns. By compiling and analyzing the results of the general social survey, they determined the gap between owners and non-owners who voted for Republican presidential candidate Nixon in the 1972 general election was just over 7%. In 2012, the last year of the survey studied, the gap between the same voter blocks increased to 30.2%. Don Hader Markle, professor and chair of the Department of Political Science at the University of Kansas, was one of four researchers on the study. He told Newsweek on Thursday gun owners' preference for Republican candidates was the single most important finding of the project. According to him, and I quote, "Indeed, the Second Amendment is sacrosanct and gun ownership is viewed as crucial to protecting constitutional liberties from government encroachment. We thus assert that gun ownership will be an important predictor of Republican Party candidate choice, independent of other known and powerful determinants." Hader Markle said another study is already in the works, this time measuring voting preferences in congressional races and searching for a similar pattern, and he predicts gun owners' allegiance to the Republican Party will continue. "It's not to say that that couldn't decrease in the next election cycle, or if you had a Democratic candidate for president who was taking a different kind of position on guns, that wouldn't change. But it just seems unlikely in the short term that's going to change." Well, here's what would have to happen. Kennedy believed in gun ownership. He did. Kennedy believed in that. He wasn't a gun grabber, per se. The Democratic Party of the 50s and the early 60s, it wasn't until the Summer of Love that things began to shift. But we would have to, whoever is going to win elections, based upon this, the gun owners of the United States are finally coming together and doing something one-minded, which I love. I love it so. But I think that's good. And at the same time, it also tells me something else that the Republicans should be listening to. They're going to vote for Republicans, right? Gun owners are going to vote for Republicans. It doesn't say which Republicans are going to vote for. There could be a lot of Eric Cantors out there laying in wait, coming to the forefront to challenge all of these guys. Because if gun owners are going to vote that way, don't the Republicans sort of need to reward us with just protecting our right? Shouldn't we have the same sort of protections as, say, I don't know, abortion? It's the law of the land, right? Of course, that was one of those, Heller, McDonald, that was one of those things that was actually based on the Second Amendment, not something that they found out of thin air. The pendulum is beginning to swing the other way. And all that notwithstanding, it's good to see this, that there, this kind of information coming out, this is going to be pulled apart. It'll make the mainstream very soon. And when it does, when it does make the mainstream, then there's going to be a lot of people going, well, this is the NRA. Okay, this is the NRA. Fine, it's the NRA, whatever you want to think. It's also the Second Amendment Foundation. It's also Gun Owners of America. It's also these state organizations and these loose affiliations like the Firearms Coalition. And that kind of communication, that kind of networking has led to a sea change. And that's good. That's really good. Maybe Republicans, you could go ahead and let's move along national reciprocity, shall we? We've got enough votes for it in the House. Let's push it in the Senate. Let's go. And we only need a simple, let's just do it with 51 votes, McConnell. And let's have that, shall we? We have rewarded you enough. And, we're not going to just sit back and watch this not happen quietly. How do you think you got where you are? How do you think your president, your commander-in-chief, got where he is? Because gun owners voted for him. That's why. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, back again, everything working. I'm very happy about that. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. guns, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, one of the things that has helped gun owners, the ranks of gun owners swell, is the new type of gun buyer that has emerged in, well, just, I guess, in the last, shall we say, right at a decade or the entire time Obama was in place. Dr. John Lott. He penned an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal this past Wednesday detailing the results of the Crime Prevention Research Center's annual study on concealed handgun permits. Lott founded the CPRC, which is a nonprofit research center focused on gun laws, in 2013. Gun control advocates and others panned his expertise and remained critical of his research methodology, except for his peers that are just, you know, statisticians. They do not criticize his method because they don't have an agenda. That's the thing about statisticians. True statisticians don't have an agenda. His latest report gathers data from states regarding the 16.3 million concealed handgun permits active nationwide, an increase of 1.83 million since last year. Women comprise one-third of permit holders across the 14 states, with gender-identifying data available, according to the CPRC study. In the eight states with data on permits between 2012 and 2016, accessibility said permits for women soared 93% compared to 22% for men. Likewise, black permit holders increased 30% over white permit holders, now comprising 11% of all permit holders. Consequently, he said his research and others confirmed that women and minorities, the most likely victims of crime, benefit the most from carrying a concealed weapon. Then he started talking some truths. If the media elite spent more time outside their protective bubbles, they might realize how misplaced their fears of permit holders are. Police are the most important factor in stopping crime, but the police always arrive on the scene after an offense has occurred. The past few years, those who have benefit the most from carrying concealed handguns have been getting them. In Detroit, Police Chief James Stevens, when they were in, and are they out of bankruptcy yet? With Detroit in bankruptcy, a lot of things were being cut back, and he made a public, you know, a public plea to the people of Detroit, many of whom might be black American, and told them, you need to arm yourselves and protect yourselves until we get there. And does that mean the largest, you know, I've been saying this for the longest time, but I think, does the Second Amendment rest with black American women now? Is it going to come down to that? Is that going to be what really pushes us over the edge as far as maintaining the right? Because in Detroit, there was a lot of self-defense going on in Detroit. It was good, righteous, straight down the middle, justified self-defense. And some of them were women, and some of them were really effective. I mean, really effective. All of you ladies, all of you, should be carrying a gun. If you can buy a gun, you should be carrying a gun. I'll tell you some good things about you carrying a gun. One, you shoot better than we do. So much better. Two, you listen better than we do. If you go to a defensive pistol class, you're going to come away with it, come away from it with more information. You're going to learn more. I get there, and I'm just sort of, you know, I just sort of picture myself as Sonny Crockett. There's nothing that I can shoot that you can't shoot if you take a little time to learn it. You breathe better than we do. You have a better touch when it comes to the trigger than we have. You're more accurate than we are. You just have to get that one past that one little point where some people have told you women shouldn't carry guns. Well, you should be carrying them because you're really very, 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 very good with them. Black America. I can walk down the middle of just about any neighborhood in the United States and not be killed for merely existing. So, I know that there's been a lot of wedges driven between us from time to time. I've never paid attention to them, and I've never, listened to them. I make my own decisions. I don't let other people make my own decisions for me. It would be my hope that as we are all pursuing freedom, that you too feel that way. Freedom for all. It's not just about which lives matter. I'm looking for freedom for all, opportunity for all. And I don't pay, like I said, I don't pay too much attention to what these yahoos have to say about Dr. Lott's study. John Lott, and I've never met him. I've spoken to him a couple of times on the phone, but I've never met him. But John Lott, my impression of him is if the data took him to mean that if there were no guns, there would be no crime, that's exactly what we would hear from him. That's exactly what we would hear from him. Not all the made-up stuff. Nobody, John Lott, the Crime Prevention Research Center is all based upon donations. It's a it's a nonprofit, so they only take money through donations. They're not making, I'm pretty sure Lott isn't getting rich doing this stuff. He might, he's written some good books that a lot of people have read, but all of that notwithstanding, it just makes me wonder why they go after his method. But this is good news. First of all, we hear that American gun owners are all voting as one block, which is good stuff. That means American gun owners are awake. And then we find out that women and minorities, which are the ones that are most likely to be attacked and or have a crime put against them, are buying guns to defend themselves. That means the crime's going to go down. Isn't that a good thing? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you're wondering, there will be some things that you will be hearing and not hearing that just sort of indicate the show is changing. No big deal. No big deal. Now, this incident where a Minneapolis police officer shot and killed a woman who called 911. That's bad. That's bad. Some of the responses that we're getting out of this are pretty stupid. It's not a Second Amendment issue. It's not a gun in the hands of people issue. This is a law enforcement issue, as far as that all that goes. And that's just the way it is. Controversial Chief Janae Harto was asked by the Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges to leave the agency in the aftermath of this shooting, and she submitted her resignation Friday after the mayor said she had lost confidence in the city's top cop. She said in a statement, in a conversation with the chief today, she and I agreed that she would step aside to make way for new leadership. I asked Chief Harto for her resignation. She tendered it, and I have accepted it. Now, Hodges and the city leaders have been under mounting pressure following the fatal officer-involved shooting of Justine Damon, 40, of Sydney, Australia, on July the 15th. Officer Mohammed Noor, a 31-year-old Somali-American immigrant, allegedly killed Damon with a single gunshot to the abdomen, fired while he was still inside his car. He did not have his body camera active and has reportedly declined to make statements to investigators. This shooting reminds me of the shooting in New York City that happened in a hallway where the officer had his gun out and he was startled and he pulled the trigger. Just before being asked for her resignation, Harto told media last week's shooting should not have happened and criticized the actions of the officer involved. In a statement posted on her social media account after she left the department, she said, "I've decided I'm willing to step aside to let a fresh set of leadership eyes see what more can be done for the MPD to be the very best it can." And appointed in 2012, after nearly three decades with the agency, she was the first female, openly gay, and Native American chief in the department's history. I don't know if that qualifies her to be the chief, but that was some stuff she brought with her. However, the news of her leaving the department was welcomed by Second Amendment advocates in Minnesota. You see, Chief Harto last year was named a charter member of former U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords' Minnesota Coalition for Common Sense organization. The group was formed to work towards an expansion of background checks to include most private gun transfers and increase reporting of mental health records by the state to the Federal Bureau of Investigation's National Instant Criminal Background Check System. In 2013, Harto was reportedly one of 20 people chosen to meet with President Obama to speak about increased gun control. Minnesota Gun Rights said in a statement, "We couldn't be more excited to see anti-gun Minneapolis Chief Jeannie Harto go down in flames due to her utter and complete incompetence on the job." Karma, you know. You know what they say about it. Karma, you know what they say. They know, and that, you know, that should have happened whether she was against guns or not. That part of it is the fact that she was anti-gun and she is gone is good. Somebody hired her, though, to be the chief of police. So I'm willing to bet that the next chief of police of Minneapolis will probably be anti-gun. Because normally a police chief is going to be a mirror of the administration that hires them. So, I sit here and I will hope with the rest of Minnesota that you guys get a pro-gun police chief. Maybe the Mall of America will become less dangerous and all that other stuff. But at the same time, who's your mayor? Who's going to be hiring? I'm sure they're going to be, I don't know. We'll see who they go get. We'll see who they go get, but here's the thing about the shooting. Police officers are not superhumans. Now, the really good police officers will not allow themselves to be in a position of that kind of vulnerability when that happens. They knew that they had a 911 call. Supposedly, there was a loud noise, and that is what prompted the gunshot. And there was only one gunshot, and they knew immediately after they took the one gunshot that that was the wrong gunshot. So that tells me right then and there, they had ID'd her, and they knew she was not the threat. So if you're looking at someone and you hear a noise and they're not the ones doing the noise, do you shoot them? No, you don't. No, you do not. You don't do that. I've never taken a vehicular attack scenario as a civilian. Now, in the military, when we were attacked in vehicles, we were dismounting the vehicle and taking up positions because you can't really fight from a vehicle. You could roll right through it if you got enough armor, but you can't really fight it. You don't want to stop there and take it all because no matter how much armor you've got, some guy with a Molotov cocktail can throw that into an air intake. They can lob an RPG at your track, and then you're just limping or not able to move at all. You don't want to sit there, so you're either going to roll right through it or you're going to get out, dismount, and go take care of business. You do not sit there and try to fight it from the vehicle, though. That just isn't done. Not effectively. So, and that's the thing with today's police officers. I don't know how well Mohammed Noor is. If he was hired because he was Somali and they were trying to make some sort of a quota without him meeting any sort of criteria, if they hired him, if they lowered the standards in order to get him in order to meet some sort of a quota, or to look good just for the optic, what kind of malfeasance is that? I wanted to be in law enforcement once, and I got turned down. Not because of anything I did bad, but, I had a glitch on my credit report, and they wouldn't take me for that. And now they've loosened the standards in so many places to take just about anybody. And I think police officers, I think they should be held to, the criteria should be pretty high for them. I think they should. When we get back, are there better citizens and other citizens that need more self-defense? I don't know. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back. This portion of the show is brought to you faithfully by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, for all of you civilians out there that are looking for an affordable body armor option, I bring you my newest sponsor, AR500Armor.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Oh, yeah. This is armor geared towards the civilian defender. You'll be hearing a lot more about them soon. The attack in Alexandria was politically motivated. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care what the FBI tells you. Well, it was random. It was random. He was just out and he just said, just shoot some people. It was politically motivated. This is... However, it has knocked a lot of people out of their little bubble and has reminded everyone of the harsh reality of escalating political violence. From the rioting and the vandalism of the so-called protesters to the shooting of cops, such an attack on legislators, that really shouldn't surprise. It wasn't that it happened. I wondered when it was going to happen. And you know what, snowflakes, this also proved, for those of you that think this, this also proved that there's no such thing as a safe space in today's world. It happened on a baseball field. on a baseball field. Now, if you are like me, you've already figured out that there is no safe space. And likewise, if you are like me and you are carrying every day, you've probably done it because you figured out there is no safe space. I have noticed that in the wake of this incident is that people who used to question my decision to carry every day, everywhere, now some people are beginning to understand why some of us do this. But the most important thing that came out of this is that it underscored what everybody's been saying all along. And, you know, I'll paraphrase it for you, okay? I'll paraphrase it for you if you want. The only good thing to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. You have got to disrupt his pattern. You have to have people on site who have guns on them. In this case, there were two officers assigned to protect House Whip Steve Scalise. And is he out of the hospital yet? I don't think so. The officers, who were also wounded, were able to immediately return fire, and ultimately they killed James Hodgkinson, preventing what could easily become a massacre. Better yet, the only death there was the shooter. But there was another thing that came out of this. When Mo Brooks announced that he introduced a bill allowing lawmakers to carry a concealed weapon, he was at the baseball practice, and according to WRGX-TV, Brooks was not injured in the shooting, but helped care for two people who were shot, including Scalise. The FBI found a handwritten note in the pocket of the shooter with a list of members of Congress names. Brooks' name and his office number in Washington were on the list. His bill would permit congressional lawmakers to carry a concealed weapon anywhere in the country except the U.S. Capitol or in the presence of the vice president or the president. Which is fine for them, but what about the rest of us? Now, unfortunately, many from across the political spectrum have no problem with important people being protected with guns, but they balk at you and I having the same option. One thing that we fully need to embrace here is that you and I have just as much right as politicians to protect ourselves, and we don't have armed personnel. We don't have a security detail. Another bill, which receiving far less coverage, addresses that, sort of. This one, the Massey bill, proposed a bill that would allow those with concealed carry permits at home to also conceal carry in the District of Columbia. And that's fine for anybody going to D.C., but what about the people that live in D.C.? We need national reciprocity. It is unconscionable that we could become criminals just for crossing some imaginary line on a map. Hudson has, and I'm talking about H.R. 38, Hudson has 196 Republicans and 3 Democrats. Those details, while they're not ironed out, essentially if you can legally carry in your home state, including constitutional carry states, you can carry in any state. In the constitutional carry states, I think the way this works is that if you can legally buy it, you can carry it. Self-defense should never, ever be reserved for a select group of people. Politicians are important. So are nurses. So are bus drivers. So are bike messengers. So are everybody that gets up and goes out every day and does a job, legal work, and doesn't break laws. They all deserve to be able to protect themselves. And even for those that have broken the law in the past and they've reformed and everything else, I think there needs to be some path for that. If you did something when you're 18 and you're 43 years old now, okay. Can we figure that part out? That's the other thing. This absolutist kind of thing, that where if you make a mistake, And there's some crimes that I don't think there should be any path back from. Don't kid yourself that I'm saying that. I'm just saying that there should be some path back for everybody, whether it's committing a crime, mental health, what have you. But self-defense is not and should never be just reserved for a select group of people. What are we talking about there? Everybody should go today and watch Gladiator. And you've probably already seen all the scenes where Russell Crowe is just being, just a bad boy with a sword. Skip that part and get to the part where they're talking about why they have the gladiators fighting in the first place. This is to distract, as they put it, the mob. The Roman senators. They're trying to take entertainment and make it a distraction so people will not pay attention to other things that are currently going on in their area. That should be a real eye-opener for you, because a lot of politicians, you'll get out there and you'll see a lot of politicians talking about all kinds of things. We just had a sleeveless day for the women in D.C. Sleeveless shirt day, I think it was, and you know, that was a really important thing. Still got $20 trillion of debt, but we're going to have a sleeveless shirt protest. Our politicians owe us more than that. They really do. They owe us more than that, so much more. So, that part of it is, that's not just an opinion. That's a given. We're the ones that put you in place. So, Mo Brooks, I understand you got scared, and I understand that it was personal. You're not special. We're going to head to hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.